This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A dozen cases of anthrax have been confirmed in Washington, New York, Florida, and New Jersey. Three people have died. Some of those infected are postal workers. Yesterday, the Postal Service announced a series of measures meant to protect its employees and the public. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The Postal Service plans to kill anthrax spores sent through the mail by zapping them with radiation. It's a process similar to the one used to kill bacteria in food. The equipment for sanitizing mail should arrive next week, and tests of the process are already underway. In addition, the Postal Service will no longer clean mail sorting equipment with blowers that might spread bacteria, explained White House spokesman Ari Fleischer yesterday at a briefing.
The Postal Service will use vacuum equipment exclusively to clean the equipment and absorb dust and other particles. Postal facilities will also use stronger antibacterial cleaning chemicals as part of routine maintenance.
And protective gloves and masks are being made available to postal employees. Using them is optional, but Mike Canoni, spokesman for the post office in San Diego, says it's important that workers in higher-risk jobs take advantage of the equipment.
We're encouraging. We're not just making available, but we're encouraging our mail processing employees to wear the gloves and to wear the mask.
Many of the recent reports of suspicious powders have been false alarms. More than a dozen people have been arrested because of anthrax hoaxes after they mailed letters containing powdered sugar and the like. But anthrax spores have been found at postal centers in New Jersey, Florida, and at the Brentwood facility in Washington, which remains closed. Yesterday, the Postal Service's central repair facility in Topeka, Kansas, was also shut down after 10 employees there reported flu-like symptoms. They're now being tested for anthrax exposure. Jim McConnell is the manager there. He says the Topeka Center fixes mail sorting machinery parts sent from all around the country, including from the places that have been contaminated with anthrax.
Material from Brentwood, as well as any other facility, comes in daily. What we have done is looked at our records to see from September 1st until now, from these sites, what has come.
Ordinary citizens are also wondering how to cope with the possibility of receiving something deadly in the mail. In the Northern California town of Turlock, the police department put a bright orange box out front labeled suspicious mail. Anyone who's worried about a particular envelope or package can drop it off there. The police won't investigate. They'll simply bring the contents of the box to the county incinerator. The U.S. Postal Service, however, has a different notion of how to deal with suspicious mail, which it explains on a consumer hotline.
Don't handle, shake, bump, or sniff the suspicious item. Notify your local law enforcement authorities right away. Isolate the mail piece and keep others away from the area. If possible, put the mail piece in a Ziploc plastic bag and wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water.
So far, most of the mail contaminated with anthrax spores has been addressed to high-profile people located in the centers of power. But the goal of whoever sent it hasn't been lost on anyone, anywhere. Mail carrier Don Race talked as he made his rounds in the eastern Wyoming town of Wheatland.
Normalcy, you know, that's what people look for. They like things to be normal, and this throws their normalcy off. And I think that is the method behind their madness, I guess, is to try to mess us up as much as possible, and it does it. But as long as we can keep delivering, I think that's security to the customers.
Mail carrier Don Race, another foot soldier in the war against terror. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.